Google, what sex are you?
I don't have a gender.
One of them bitches.
The future.
The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
We back at this shit. That was dope. I'm sorry. I'm tripping.
That was dope.
Listen.
Sound like every other week.
Nah, but you see what people can't see is that Beyonce in here like fucking Q in motherfucking Juice when he won the motherfucking trophy and that nigga was hitting different switches like
and he just transforming.
Yeah, and he kept going back from left to right to and he kept doing that shit.
Right.
We got a new setup and B is actually putting in like DJ work now. He actually got two turntables. So now when on the ones and twos, Jay Smooth is really on. I don't know.
There are no turntables. We do have new equipment. We're trying it out. So if there's some technical difficulties this week, it's because we're just trying some shit. So
but if
bear with us.
If we sound amazing.
I mean, chances are we're going to sound amazing because we don't really put out bad product.
No. I mean.
We got them yellow tops.
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
Are you talking about the like vocals or like Jay Smooth?
No, I'm talking about the show in its entirety.
Nigga, why are you always trying to give me a hard ass time? Though?
What you talking about, Jay Smooth?
I'm just saying, I sound sorry. Good like a motherfucker. I'm kind of listening to myself, right? And my voice is bad. I kind of see what these bitches be saying when I be on the phone with them and shit. They be like, you got a nice voice.
These bitches.
Yeah, the chicks. Chicks.
With an S at the end.
Chicks.
Chicks.
Plural. Like
chicks.
That video?
Yeah.
Like that video?
Yeah.
Them kind of bitches?
Yeah, them motherfuckers there, boy. Yeah, that's premium content, though.
That's premium content. I won't even mention it after this.
I'm just
saying. Premium, but yeah, can we talk about on premium? Because maybe people will want to come talk to us on premium if they see.
Was that last week or 2 weeks ago?
I think it was 2 weeks ago.
So if you missed the premium 2 weeks ago, you missed out. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll run a special in October for Halloween or something.
He got mo'd.
He got mo'd what?
Premium.
Oh, word.
See how he laughed? Yeah, you see how he laughed? You know what that means.
That nigga did not want to look at my phone. He said, no, if it's some bullshit.
Hold up.
I told him, to be honest. I said, I tell you, if it's bullshit, slang my motherfucking phone. That's a brand new phone, too. I said, throw that bitch as hard as you want.
Yeah.
Wherever the fuck.
Yeah.
I said, if it's a bullshit, ain't going to be no gay shit. Just look at it. So the nigga looked. He said,
So.
Okay.
I was skeptical, right? Because before the video ever plays, all you see is a wrist with what looks like a bunch of candy bracelets on it. You know what I mean? Like, you remember those bracelets or those necklaces that you used to eat off and shit? That's
that
what it looked like.
Candy,
it looked like it had a bunch of nerds strapped to a string on her wrist or something.
So was it a kid?
That's what I was
scared it was going to be like a child pornography or something?
That's what I told him. I said, listen, don't fuck with me.
I don't like those games.
And he's like, go ahead. I promise you, hit play. So we hit play and we could talk about what I saw on premium.
On premium. Ooh. So if you ain't got premium.
You might be fucked.
If you got premium though, you know what happened last time. It was wild. Is this Wilder?
Wilder.
It's Wilder?
Van Wilder.
Gene Wilder?
Van Wilder.
Gene Wilder. Gene is the best Wilder.
No, he is. Honestly, you always fucking me up with this shit because I was just having a comedy duo like, you know, who's the top whatever comedy duos.
Right. That's Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder.
That's my number one.
But I'm talking about the Wilders, though. So to me, it's Gene Wilder,
right.
Rock Wilder.
Okay.
And then.
What's that black dude?
Which black dude?
The one that's the.
The producer is Rock Wilder.
No, isn't he? No, I thought you were talking about the dog.
No, that's a Rot Wilder. Rock Wilder is a producer.
Okay.
You are a nigga.
All right.
When everybody says you cooning this shit, this is the times when it brings you back to niggerdom. When you thought it was Rockwiler for real. It's rot. Wiler.
The funny thing is I've done a Google search for the dog, right? And I just, I just know what people say.
Right.
I know what people mean when they say things.
Right.
So when I hear someone say Rockwilder, I think of the dog.
That's a nigga, a producer.
I've been not where I'm from. And most niggas talking about a dog when I hear that.
Last is Van Wilder, maybe. I can't think of another Wilder.
No, it's the boxer. Isn't he a Wilder? The heavyweight champion?
Yeah. What's his name?
Ah, I forget. Hold up. Let me ask
Google.
What is the heavyweight champion whose last name ends in Wilder?
Here are some results.
Starts with D.
Dante Wilder.
So, okay, let's readjust then.
Because, yeah, don't tell him he ain't.
Gene Wilder.
Okay.
Dante Wilder.
Okay.
Rock Wilder.
Okay.
Van Wilder.
Okay. in that video that I saw?
Yeah.
Right under Gene.
Well, Gene is just a G just because.
Yeah.
His first name is Gene.
Yeah.
He's a G just anyway. You know what I'm saying? He's super corny, but I bet you he don't give a fuck.
Well, he didn't.
Well, I mean, is he dead?
Yeah.
He's dead? Yeah. When did he die?
Probably before, I think, Richard did.
No.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder's still alive.
No, I don't think so.
Ask Google.
All right, I don't believe so.
Oh, y'all, we got a new co-host.
Is Gene Wilder still living?
Gene Wilder died in Stamford, Connecticut on August 29th, 2016.
Oh shit! So not too long ago.
No, not too long ago. I thought he had perspired. expired.
Perspired. Nah, but Gene Wilder didn't give a fuck.
No, he didn't.
At all. If he had lived through the Me Too, he'd have been like, man, fuck these bitches. I swear.
Oh, you know it. Off the rip.
If he wasn't really a woman and turned into a man, because he had a little funny look.
You think they were doing that back then?
Yeah, definitely they were doing it back then. It just wasn't wildly public like it is now.
I don't think
somebody told me it's 150,000 students claiming to be trans now.
Like in one school?
No, in the country. Or maybe, I don't know if it's the world. No, I think it's the country. 150,000 people students are claiming that they are trans now. I don't know how many million kids there are in the country.
I was gonna say, is that a lot?
It's too many.
Because
the reason why I say it's too many is because I don't believe all of them. Some of them are, and for those, cool. But for them other ones, it's like playing these games. Stop playing games.
What are they? What game is that?
That game, like, I'm different, so let me figure out how I can fit in. So I'm going to just fit into some odd shit.
So you can't.
I can't.
No, I'm just talking about as a young
confused
adult.
Motherfucker?
Yeah, you can't go through a transgender phase.
Can't go through a transitional trend.
You can't.
No,
you
my
can't
nigga.
Be like, damn, man. Like no. When I was young, man. Like, no, because
when I was young, I thought I was a. Come no, on, man.
I went through some shit. Like, okay, so for me, like, I've had a bunch of different phases. Like, I rode a skate.
Oh shit!
Yeah, like I rode a skateboard.
Did you have a pussy when you were riding?
Nah, nigga. I did. You know, BMX phase.
Did you still have a dick when you went rode the BMX? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did you? Did you still have your dick?
Always.
Okay. Yeah,
always.
What else?
Was that?
You didn't have
those. Are, I mean,
what other phase?
I mean, it was a gang. It was a not gang affiliated phase.
Gang affiliated. Did you have the ability to have a kid out of your ovaries when you were in the gang?
No.
Come on, man. What are we talking about then?
I'm just saying that when you. I don't know, man. Listen, I don't know these people's mindset, but again. There was a time where I thought I wanted to be a gang member, or at least I thought I wanted to hang out with them.
Yeah, but what do you have to alter to be a gang member? Not much. You just got to go outside.
Okay, if you're not by nature.
You just got to go outside.
But no, because you got to do some shit.
No.
You can't just go outside, my nigga.
You just got to go outside.
No, you got to do some shit.
No, but I'm saying to be a gang member, the first step is you just got to go outside. You don't got to cut nothing off. You ain't got to, you know what I'm saying?
But okay. You got to cross some lines. You got to cross some moral lines.
I don't agree.
You do.
Did we give a shout out to our new host? We did. We did auditions, y'all. We did auditions before the show for the Google. It was, what is that called?
Google Assistant.
We did auditions and Google Assistant showed up. Siri was bullshit, man. Siri came to the audition. The bitch was acting snotty and shit, acting like a cunt. She wouldn't talk when we asked her a question. And you know what I'm saying? She kept just saying, what are you trying to ask me?
And the thing that I liked the most is that Google Assistant kept it classy. Like,
yeah, tell her what you
think. She's probably open.
What do you think of Siri?
She has a nice name.
See?
Yeah.
I see. You always stay in a high ground, high moral ground. That's the kind of shit. You know, Siri might say some old rude shit, I'm sure. See, we ain't ratchet like that over here.
Here's the crazy shit, right?
What's that?
Google Assistant is going to be a more productive host than Jay Smooth.
She does.
Hey, she got a bigger database. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look. They always putting shit in her.
Google got a bigger dick too.
If your database was your stomach, you might be giving Google a run.
Fuck you, J Mac. Nigga, shit.
Nigga, I've been on the bike, man. I've been at the gym. What's up?
That's good, nigga. Keep it going.
No, don't keep it going, nigga. Keep that same energy, my nigga.
Like at least 2 weeks ago, you like, man, I'm about to ride with you.
I'm about to ride. I just talked to him and told him I'm getting my bike together. I'm getting it together.
What together? What is it like? It's in pieces.
It's in my back porch.
And they say you gonna wipe you wipe it.
It's your bike. No, I didn't.
But
wash
you
it
said
down.
You was gonna look out for me.
I was gonna try to, but I ran out of time. I was too busy riding a bike myself and getting in shape, my nigga. Okay.
Yeah, you better not have cleaned his bike for him.
I rode me and the wife rode 10 miles. Yeah, I rode 13 on Saturday. I rode 10 yesterday, and then I went to the gym. So. That's 23 miles and a gym visit, my
nigga.
Do
you put that little plastic suit on when you ride?
No. What is that?
He already told you. Sweat don't... Listen.
I'm tired of this nutrition conversation, this health conversation. Y'all, because y'all both have bad information.
No, you do too.
No, I don't.
You do too.
No, I don't.
You do.
I don't.
Hey, motherfucker. That bike just be straining, goddamn. Tote that heavy ass body around on that motherfucker trail. What you got? Cement tire?
What is your...
Remember them bikes, J-Mac, back in the day? With them cement tires? Don't click on that, nigga.
What are your car tires doing?
Huh?
What are your car tires doing?
Oh, the motherfuckers. I got, what's that? You got and you got what's the other shit?
When I got in your car today, I noticed your seat is much lower than the passenger seat.
That's because I laid it down because I was laying back in it.
Nah, nigga, it's probably struggling.
I was laying back in it.
You was laying back in it.
Yeah, I was laying down sleeping. I was tired. Just tired and shit.
Why are you sexy talking him?
I was tired, man. Nigga, tired.
Nah, this nigga was trying to insinuate he was getting some dick, but trying to be slick and say, oh, I'm not really talking about it. But that's why his voice changed.
You were getting some dick, nigga?
Get some dick? I'm getting dick?
Something was happening. What
no,
was
that? Nigga, I don't get dick, nigga. Oh, I give hoes
sorry,
dick.
I'm sorry. That was a Freudian
slip. Fuck is wrong with you?
Getting your dick sucked is what I meant to say.
No, nigga, I wasn't getting no dick sucked in the car. No, I wasn't getting dick sucked in the car that day.
Where do they spit it when they swallow it?
Nigga, you just hold a motherfucking head down, nigga. Shit, they spit it to the back of their throat. Nigga, that's it. They swallow. It's called swallow.
You don't give them a choice?
No, nigga. You don't say shit to them. If a bitch don't know, that motherfucker go to contractor.
I'm sorry, I did that.
Contractor?
I don't want you to go to jail. I shouldn't have asked you that question.
Right.
Like, I don't give a bitch a choice. Fuck that. I just nut in her mouth. Hey, look, I tell her like this, right? Mm-hmm. I tell you like this. Mm-hmm. Ain't no need coming up off my shit when I'm about to bust. You don't want me to come up off your pussy when you about to bust. You know what I'm saying?
How's that argument work for you? They're okay with that?
Good. I motherfucker be shaking their head, squirming. You hold them right there by that soft spot. And just hold that motherfucker down. Just splunk, splunk, splunk.
Why do you say soft spot?
Like right there, that soft spot. You hold it right there on the head.
Little kids, yeah, little babies. Right,
right. I'm just saying, like you hold it where that.
How old is she?
Yeah.
This person.
All these whole grown. A hoes over 30.
With a soft spot? Are they retarded?
I'm just saying. Right where that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was comedy.
I'm just saying.
I get it now.
Don't we got something for that?
No.
No, we don't have nothing for that bullshit. Yeah?
No. Nope. So look, Jay Smooth.
We're gonna get something in this episode. Yeah, we will, because he's gonna say something that's gonna require something.
Nope. So in an effort to compete against his new competition, Google Assistant, Jay Smooth has decided to put together a few things that he wants to offer to the show. And you know, a lot of times we didn't do current events necessarily,
unless it was major.
But because of Jay Smooth's inability to. I mean, okay, I don't know if it's inability. J-Mac, you feel like it's a dud, though, right? His topic last week that we crucified.
Last week, week before that.
No.
Fuck you, nigga.
Last week.
Okay.
And Jay Smooth got mad at us because he said we don't give him a chance.
Right.
So now Jay Smooth has decided, I think it's actually a good idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Because what it allows him to do is it allows him to curate the news. So what Jay Smooth is going to do is he's going to curate the news, find the most important topics of the week.
Why'd you do that?
What?
He doesn't even know what he's supposed to do now. He doesn't even know what the fuck he's supposed to do now.
It's his idea.
He doesn't. He's confused as fuck right now. What he's supposed to do? You're gonna point to him and he's gonna be like, "What am I supposed to do now?"
It's his idea.
How do I curate? That's what he's gonna be thinking. I promise you.
I don't have the tools.
Like, I don't I thought I was just supposed to read the news.
I don't have a curator.
I thought I was just supposed to read the news. Be honest, what are you talking about?
Jay Smooth has decided he wants to curate the news, and that way, the way we know it, the contribution of Smooth is he gets to fine tune and pick the topics that he thinks are the most important for the week. And me and Jamie Mack are going to listen to this and, you know,
and contribute.
Yeah, we're going to chime in.
Y'all could have pitched in.
Right, exactly. Because he was mad at us. He was mad at us last week because we didn't chip in, and his topic had nothing to do with his examples. He didn't even say one example that had to do with rewarding bad behavior.
Well, that was like red.
But he wanted us to chime in.
Why y'all niggas let that happen? Y'all could have did something.
So now there's a very low chance. There's low probability that we won't be able to chime in.
Yeah, no, we'll have something to say.
Right. Okay, sure. So Jay Smooth, it's on you, man, whenever you get ready.
He's been working on this for a while, y'all.
Yeah.
No.
Like, all before the show.
No, he actually hasn't. That's the sad part.
No, I'm keeping the same energy. You got to keep the same energy.
It's his idea, and he didn't even prepare it.
Keep the same
energy.
Would
I say a while? For him,
this motherfucker, any time put into it, goddamn.
Right?
It's a while. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's how I live my life.
Okay,
so you know what I'm saying?
You're stretching. Half a mile at you're a stretching. Time. Just you got content.
So you know what I'm saying? In motherfucking Smooth news, right? You know what I'm saying? Of course, a. If you've been living over the last motherfucking week and shit like that, you know, in the news, they talk about the impeachment shit of your boy. Right?
Okay.
Impeachment inquiry.
Here we go.
Inquiry.
All right.
Right?
Uh-huh. If you've been living in the past week.
Yeah, because that's when they really brought. See, Democrats been waiting on the motherfucker to slip up. So they might got him right now. You know what I'm saying? They so might. That's a possibility. And, you know, I was actually trying to watch news because I didn't see they supposed to have brought the whistleblower out and talked to him on some type of news. They said they got him in that motherfucker. What's the protection? The secret protection? Or what?
Witness protection.
Witness protection shit. You know what I'm saying? Protect the motherfucker.
I feel like they listened to our show because you were the one that were talking about snitching and we were talking about snitching and whistleblowers, and you were
motherfuckers came out,
and white people actually call them whistleblowers instead of snitching. And next thing you know,
they got the motherfuckers.
It's a major whistleblower.
I want to see who the fuck it really is. I don't know if they start talking to him yet, but I heard they supposed to be talking to him. So, you know, with that being said, Trump, you know what I'm saying? Old girl as the bird dog, she own it. What's her name? Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
Nancy Pelosi. I got a name right, nigga. Hey, that about the only motherfucker famous I kind of know, nigga. I don't know motherfuckers in Hollywood, but I know Nancy.
Just the news, my nigga.
Yeah, okay. Nancy, so.
ADD is real.
Hey, idiot.
He's only talking about himself.
That's not even ADD. That's just the narcissism in him.
It is, man.
You know what? Smooth, stand by, man.
There we go.
God damn.
He ready, huh?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, nah. Yeah.
We got friend to the show, man.
That's why you're the fucking greatest producer ever.
We got friend to the show, man. We're gonna bring this in first, okay?
So that's that bullshit that y'all always do to me. Y'all come out. Y'all about bad as hoes. You know what I'm saying?
We about bad as hoes.
Yeah, y'all be just coming out. When I be trying to just talk about some good shit, y'all cut me motherfucking out right in the midst of my shit.
You need a timer then because you have to know that you only have so much with us before we fucking lose our shit.
It's not that. I just felt like you weren't prepared. So I was just giving you a few more minutes to get it together because, you know, we got somebody who's on the phone right now.
That is it. And that's exactly why I lose my shit, because you don't be prepared. So he was right. We're both right. You're wrong.
Nigga, that's okay.
Hey, what up, BTG?
BTG for president. Open room with BTG. What's going on, man?
Jay Mack. I miss Jay Mack. Jay Mack cool with me now. He used to be on that bullshit back.
What the fuck?
He still is.
Jay Mack, slow down.
We have problems.
I'm giving you a compliment. Let's not go back in the day.
We had beef. I didn't know. That's what I'm saying.
No, we didn't have no beef. We had no beef. You was just acting weird. That was it. You know how you was on your Republican shit back in the day?
Yep.
I don't even remember that.
Jay Smooth, you shut up because your topic has been trash. Okay.
Hey, look, it's all good. Hey, we all hit a slump.
Hey, nothing. Your topic's been trash. Okay?
He said he in a slump, BTG.
Don't trip, BTG. They're going to impeach your ass, too. They're going to get impeachment inquiry going
they
on you and shit.
They impeach me, I'm firing on you.
Hey, look, I'm just saying.
Jay Smooth, you supposed to be preparing your shit.
I am. Hey, BTG, remind me of Lawrence Tate and Goddamn Power. They gonna get rid of yours before you even go.
I haven't seen
them. Oh, shit.
He's taking down a bad chick, though, ain't he?
Yes, sir. That shit is, hey. Y'all ain't watching. Y'all need to get up on that shit. Don't be like Beyonce, goddamn 2 days late watching shit. Fuck that. I'd be like to do spoiler.
Jay Smooth, I need to hold you accountable, okay? Because you have a whole week to prepare and have some solid topics. You don't be coming with nothing good. and it's bothering me and it's bothering the rest of the slack. So you need to pick your shit up, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Hey,
that's,
hey, right, you know
that's
what?
It. That's Coach, it. Jay Mac, we've been good. We've okay. been good. You've been on your, like, you've been coming to the dark side, even though you light skin, you've been coming to the dark side a little bit. And then be honest, Be honest is really a teddy bear. He be talking a lot of bullshit sometimes, but he really a teddy bear.
And motherfucker fair like one too. A big teddy bear. Like at the fair. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Nigga, hey, BTG, you heard this nigga say he riding a bike now, right?
He be putting in some miles. I'm jealous. I need to copy him. I need a bike too.
Ain't nobody seen that motherfucker ride yet. You already know wifey gonna be on the team with that nigga, so she ain't gonna go against him. We still ain't seen that shit yet. We need some video footage of this big nigga ride.
You didn't see when I put the picture of me by the deer? I rode right beside a
nigga,
deer.
Nigga, you got deers that come in the back of your yard. You got concrete back
video,
here.
We need video footage, be honest. Yeah, the pictures and shit. You can go to the backyard and take a picture.
Yeah, nigga bike got a banana seat on it. Nigga with a flag. I'm just saying. Let's show us some real fucking pictures, be honest.
That was the perfect time.
No.
It was. It was.
See, it wasn't.
Hey, BCG, we got this new goddamn equipment, and this nigga just so motherfucking, nigga just so anxious to use buttons and shit.
Jay Smooth, did you get your topic together?
No.
Can I mute your mic?
Oh, so y'all
please.
Got new equipment, but ain't got new topics.
No, me and Jay Mac got topics. We
got a topic in that motherfucker, too.
Okay.
Well, y'all two stay with topics. I'm talking about this nigga over here.
J-Mac, I be having so much go on in my motherfucking world. Then they be shitting on my shit. I be having some good ass topics, but they shit on my shit. And they delete them out the Slack.
I guarantee your week is not more busy than mine.
It very busy.
I guarantee it's not more busy, though.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. He slipped this one in at the fucking Old Dark.
A few minutes ago.
The Old Dark 100.
It's not a good one, though.
No, let me read it out. Come on.
Let him on the show. He put the topic in there. Please respect his.
That's an amazing topic.
Please respect his time.
BTG.
He put it in there, so don't ruin it.
He ready for you, BTG. Wait till you hear this new topic he got.
It'll probably be on the Friday show. I'm not sure, though.
This motherfucker killing.
But look, though.
I don't even know where he thought this one up from.
BTG, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, another day, another dollar.
You done talking shit about us now? You always smile. We don't ever bring you on the show. We bring you on the show, the first thing you do is talk shit about every single one of us.
That's how you're supposed to do,
because
BTG.
Because y'all don't have me on as much as I should be. And that's disrespectful. First of all, I'm technically the fourth brother, okay? French Reggie was adopted, all right? and then Old Dog, he's like a distant cousin. I don't get enough phone calls. Danny Mac, you don't call me at all.
I'm trying to get on the show, though. Can I come on the show?
Jay Mac, you was on the show.
Can I come again, though, bro?
Yeah.
I mean, I only get one appearance.
We need to build a relationship. Sometimes I don't know who you are.
That's a great chemistry that way.
Hey, BTG.
Oh, okay, then.
BTG, J-Mac don't have long distance on his cell phone, so he working on that plan.
Smooth, you need to come up with some topics before you get on my show.
Hey, I get on that. That show's so fucking easy and shit like that. Nigga, being on your show is pretty cool.
I can't wait till I come to Atlanta. We gonna slap box in Deanna's backyard.
Oh, come on, please.
Hey, BTG, getting on your show is like motherfucker getting on the show Will Smith and that dog in that movie. Hey, I can get on that shit easy, my nigga. That shit is easy.
I'm going to slap you so hard.
Hey, is he talking about I Am Legend?
I don't know. What show and what dog?
That movie with that nigga and that dog. The whole movie with him and that dog. Walking through the whole movie. Ain't nobody else in that motherfucker.
He talking about I Am Legend.
Hey, that shit is easy, my nigga. Shit.
About that? I don't get it.
Easy, nigga. I can get on that.
Because he didn't have to act with anyone else, I guess. Like, he didn't have to remember any lines.
It's just ad-lib in the whole movie.
You can walk with a dog.
Okay. Nigga, I got a puppy. Nigga, I got a shih tzu. I bring that little bitch in, come out around the corner with him.
Will you please shut the fuck up and get your topic together? I'm trying to talk to BTG.
BTG. Hey, thank you so much for joining the No Nonsense
Show,
man.
That's the opposite of shutting the fuck up.
We appreciate you, BTG.
Look, BTG.
Hey, this is the first time BTG has been... Hold on.
Let me say this, nigga.
This is the first time BTG, you notice, he has talked to us on the show. That nigga ain't in the car with the car running and trains going by, planes and shit. That nigga, hey, we appreciate you,
I
BTG.
I am in a car. I am in a car. Stay out of my business.
Oh, thanks, shit. Don't run out
you,
of gas,
will
nigga.
You please let me talk okay, to okay, our, okay, our okay. guest?
He would if you hit him off of one of them buttons.
Not gonna be a sound effect on it. So look, BTG, man, more recently, man, on the BTG for President show, you've been making motherfuckers cry, man. What's going on in your life, man?
Man, it's this world, man. I swear to God, like, it's a lot of shit going on, and I can't lie about it. You know, that my show's not always going to be about jokes. It's not going to always be about, Well, I will say it'd be about serious topics. I mean, because every day is real life, man. I mean, shit, I just had a friend that passed away yesterday from cancer.
Oh, God. That hurt. Damn, BTG.
Hey, this ain't that
I'm
show.
I'm not going to. I've been making cats cry for like 2 weeks in a row. I'm not going
to
do it.
God damn. I mean, you know, I mean, no disrespect to the lost one. You know what I'm saying? But God, man, it's like the past few shows, not the past few shows, but I would say the past 6 months, man, it's been some shows on there, man.
Nigga, like, it's like the motherfucking good times when you found out Penny was getting whooped, nigga, and it was not the second episode, nigga, when it ended, but the first episode when they just left you and you knew she had to go home and she was finna get it.
Was that the one when she got burnt with the iron?
Yeah, she was finna get it. You knew she was gonna go get it.
Yeah, man.
She get that look out the door like, God damn, here I go.
So look, what's really important though, I don't even know if y'all noticed, for the people who still have not got over to the other shows on the network, BTG has now, on both of his shows, BTG for President and Open Room with BTG, crossed over the 100 episode threshold.
Century mark. Congrats, homeboy.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
That's a lot of goddamn topics, Jay.
That
Poole.
Is, man. That
it is.
So, okay, so look, Baylor, 200 episodes in, because you got 100 for each one of them.
Hold on. I can't ask him real quick, because he said he would do it.
Okay.
I'll pay you, Baylor, if you slap this nigga when you get here.
Oh, man, we're going to slap box immediately. Look. Oh, man.
You got something coming, too. I'm going to have some weed for you. I'm going to give you some cash.
BTG, I'm going to show you how I'm going to tell you how these fine these bitches is in motherfucking Atlanta. Hey, he hold that nigga run train on him and everything.
Married. He's married.
Oh, they liberal out there, goddamn.
He's trying to see me. Hey, I see you. I can think about
BTG. Too. Them hoes is fine as fuck, though. Hey, they got swinging spots out here. Hey, nigga. These bitches are bad,
I
though.
I see you. You trying to cut down them spots, huh?
BTG. BTG.
He went straight to the fucking friend zone, huh? Like, look, dog, I got you. Man. I know you want to scrap, but let me hook you up. Let me put you on.
Hey, he tried to go from the slap box into the gloves. I feel you.
I mean, Jimmy Mac already offered you weed, so there wasn't nothing else he could give you. He's like, shit, that's all I got.
Like, I can't fly from out there.
Right. So look, now that you're 200 episodes in, how do you feel differently about podcasting from when, because when I remember who you were to me in the very beginning, other than a cool dude, was the guy who gave 4 to 5 to 6 minute voicemail feedback messages to several podcasts. And I recognized from the feedback that you gave that, you know what, man, this guy should be on a show.
Right.
So when I asked you, did you want to do one? And you was like, hell yeah. What's different between then and 200 episodes in?
Talking to myself and enjoying talking to myself.
So no, I think you always enjoyed talking to yourself. Thus the 4 to 5 to 6 minute voicemails used to leave.
Well, I mean, like in my first episode, I explained that the main purpose was to create like somewhat like a time capsule, so I could, you know, if you know something happened to me, I could leave something behind. I could leave my personality, my sense of humor, my journey, et cetera, behind. And that was the main thing. And I just said I wanted to keep it going as long as possible. And I wanted to be consistent because you was the one that told me, you said, I remember asking you, like, should I do it like every 2 weeks or something like that? And you was like, nah, you got to keep your foot on their neck. And so ever since then, I just said, fuck it, you know?
And I will say, correct me if I'm wrong, you've never missed an episode.
Nope.
No, never missed a week. If anything, I would say twice, it was probably pushed back to a later day. Like maybe on a Friday, I think I had one episode come on a Friday, right. But I also had an emergency drop on Monday, which you went ahead and did the executive decision. Oh, that was the Nipsey episode,
right?
Or whatever that came on out on a Monday. So I was like, "Cool, everything balanced out."
So yeah, you didn't made up for it.
No, yeah. he's never missed. So there's the only person I know of who misses less than the No Nonsense Show is Baylor the Great.
That's it.
Because we don't miss.
No,
we rarely miss.
I think there's been like a couple holidays or something.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a whole week.
Oh,
we rarely missed a whole. I think maybe once. I think maybe twice in our entire existence.
A whole week?
We missed a whole week. Maybe twice.
Nonetheless,
it's very little. Okay. But the very little that we are, Baylor has missed less than that.
Go ahead, bro. And Baylor be out there and in podcast streets.
Oh, I know. Because he's doing rap shows and music shows and, yeah, and all kind of shit.
Yeah.
He's
Oh, I'm definitely a podcast hoe. I'm definitely out there hoeing.
That's what's up, though. You got to be, man.
The price ain't high either. It's Figueroa price.
Figueroa prices, they ain't high at all, boy.
They ain't high at all. I'm a little slut.
So when can we expect this slap boxing competition that's going to be one-sided?
Whenever we come to Atlanta, and the wife, that's the first thing on the traveling is Atlanta. I mean, we're going to be going to a couple of other places next year. We're going to New Orleans. We're going to Virginia for a family reunion in New Orleans.
Okay.
And I got a cousin that's graduating in Virginia. So we doing that back to back. But Atlanta is the first one because she wanna go to some of the strip clubs.
Oh yeah, okay. But you don't even need a whole day to slap box.
No.
No, I just need about 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds, I'm gonna put that nigga on.
Hey, what's your name? Baylor. Hey, what you can do is, right, whenever you guys, I want you to do this first, like, just let the wifey know the first trip is gonna be a business trip for the No Nonsense Show, and you just come up here. Ain't no need to slap, I let you slap these hoes on the ass. You know what I'm saying, up here, cause they fine and the motherfucker.
I don't slap no hoes on the ass without
okay,
my wife.
Women. Oh shit. If the wife let you slap some motherfuckers on the ass, shit, these motherfuckers don't mind if you got somebody else. They be like, okay, shit.
I cannot condone.
You gotta be careful because some of these bitches with these new asses, you can't slap them too hard because it might pop. You know what I'm saying? And so you gotta be real careful.
Stop calling them bitches in 2019.
You gotta put soft gloves on, and when you hit them like OJ gloves, them leather gloves that you wear in the wintertime, spank like this because you don't really want to leave no print like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, bring the wifey.
Hello?
Yeah.
Bring the wifey.
He's still talking. BTG.
I'm just staring, be honest, down because I want him to push the button like fucking like Trump.
This ain't motherfucking, what's the thing? With old boy, push the goddamn button. Oh, God, the little Chinese girl.
BTG, what? Man. I don't know.
BTG.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, we thank you for representing 100 shows, man. Hey, I just want to tell you congratulations. I didn't get a chance to motherfucker say thank you for that, bro. But that's definitely true hard work and dedication. You know what I'm saying?
How would you know what that is?
I'm just saying, for you to continue to be loyal to the listeners out there and your fan base, man. Hey, continue to keep up the good work because a lot of times people think podcasting is easier than what it is, right? It's really hard. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
So, but for you to push that 100 shows and push the envelope like that, it's pretty good, man. And you keep doing it, man. We're going to keep supporting you.
What was the adjectives you used? Hard work and dedication?
I want to say shout out to Nathan Nice. Nathan Nice, he inboxed me. It looked like some threatening words a little bit. So I had to kind of like check him on one of the shows that I'm about to drop. He asked why he hasn't been on the show yet. And, you know, just like I told Jay Spool, you got to have a topic.
Right.
You know, but I just didn't like the aggressive words.
Listen, first off, let me just, I'm going to go ahead and be this nigga's attorney, Nathan Nice's attorney right now. Nathan Nice be high a lot.
A lot. More than you.
And so aggression ain't really, when he says things, it's probably based off of the narcotics that he's ingested that sped up his words.
I get it. And I probably, and you know, Jamie, man, I've been emotional the past too, so I just took it the wrong way on purpose.
No, he come at me like that. What's going on, man? Why you ain't coming like on the show? And you know,
I don't like that.
You know, again, he's just trying to grind. He wants to grind, and I fuck with him on that. So, but again, like I said, narcotic induced rage is not his fault.
You got to understand, well, motherfuckers ain't got all their brain cells. It happens like that.
Yeah, okay. You know? So look, BTG for president, Open Road BTG. You guys make sure you get on the network and check out those shows. Any last words, BTG?
Hell yeah, let's promote that Boom Boom Room. Y'all niggas be helping me out.
Man, tell me, tell the Boom Boom Room. And I was tripping.
Some of y'all got an anal fetish, though. Some of y'all got an anal fetish.
Yeah. All right, man, but we're going to check you out next time, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tim B.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I love you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all. It's Baylor the Great letting y'all know about my show, BTG for President, dropping every Thursday, a part of the Rare Sonics Network. Go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher. Better yet, just type in BaylorTheGreat.com and experience the pure Baylorism from my opinions being better than your facts to my strategic plans on becoming the next president of the United States. You know, I'm giving y'all the no-nonsense from the Southern California perspective. You know, the same place where Ricky and Kane got shot. That's BTG for president, a.k.a. the professional Californian.
All right, BTG, we're glad he could stop by for a minute and check out some, take some time out with us. Jay Smooth, you looking at me, so I'm hoping...
No, he was too busy being fucking somebody.
A fan. This nigga's a fan. You see him over here fanning out and shit.
I was just giving our homeboy a shout out, showing him some love. You know, but honest though.
No,
right?
You did say he's a lot of hard work and dedication, right?
What would you say?
So if he's doing a lot of what he does is hard work and dedication, what would you call what you do?
Hard work and dedication, my nigga. It's dedication. Dedication continues to show
up. Real,
recognize
real.
Yeah, that's it, nigga. That's it, J Mac. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, hey.
We gotta have a drop
J-Mac,
for that.
J Mac, you gotta look at it like this. Sometimes favor ain't foul. On the motherfucking NFL team, right? When niggas win the championship, right, everybody get a motherfucking ring, nigga. They ain't saying only the niggas that was in uniform that played on the field get a ring. Everybody get a ring. Your uniform could have been the cleanest in the whole fucking series, nigga. No sweating that. You get a ring too, my nigga. So it's all good, nigga. No, it's all good.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be the last man on the bench.
Hey, look, it's called like this. When you ride on the bike, right? We used to go out there riding, right? And you could ride behind somebody, right? And it's like you riding behind an 18-wheeler. What do they call that, be honest? What do they call that when you
drift?
Drafting. So, nigga, hey, I'm drafting, nigga, on this show.
Time out.
Not drafting players. Okay. Nigga.
I get that. This motherfucker talk about riding bike one more time. How many times did he actually go out riding with you?
Three, maybe.
The way he makes it seem like you guys
know. How many times, Jay Smooth?
We used to go riding all goddamn every week. We used to go ride more than three times. Get the fuck out of here.
How many times?
A lot of times, my nigga.
How many?
Nigga, we rode several months.
How many?
At least motherfucking 12, 13, 14 times.
No, sir.
Be honest, we rode from the summertime up to the wintertime when it got cold. When it got cold, we stopped going. We used to ride all the time.
I don't remember that.
And this nigga, in his head, it was his construct.
He multiplied four times like six.
In his construct, this shit has happened.
We went all summer.
We went the summer through, going into the fall when it got cold. We did.
Into winter.
I mean, you say 30 times?
Yeah, it wasn't 30. It was less than 30.
You said 13? How many times did you say?
I said about 12, 13 times we'd have been out there riding. It was several months we did it.
Okay.
We used to go.
All right.
I'm just saying.
It's funny.
Nigga, don't be hating on my shit, motherfucker. Listen, fuck you, Jay, man.
I wasn't there. I'm going to be first.
You always looking at it. Just hate, nigga. I can't stand your motherfucking ass.
I'm going to be the first one to say I wasn't there. But it seems like neither was, be honest.
Beyonce was there too, nigga. That nigga, when you get old, nigga, you don't remember shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was a few years ago. I bet you if I asked the white guy that rode with them, niggas would remember because they rode with us.
Okay.
Yeah, they rode with us maybe twice.
Niggas rode
or they
more
rode
than
with
twice.
Us more than twice.
All the time.
How many times they ride with us?
A few times, B.
Why you don't ever give a number, nigga? Few. A lot.
Nigga, because I don't know the exact, nigga.
I do. Four times tops.
No, nigga, it's more than that.
That's us, me and you. Four times tops.
Mm-mm. Nigga, we went to Burger King more than four times. After the ride. We go riding and we go to Burger King.
All this nigga remembers is the F.
Nigga, that's the happiest moment, nigga.
This nigga is in love with me.
The after ride meal, nigga. Like, I remember what you had. Remember that time you had that with the baked pie?
I was like, don't be putting no ketchup and mayonnaise on his sandwich. He don't like that on his sandwich.
All right, back to your boy Smooth News, right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I know I was goddamn interrupted into that shit, but yeah, like I was saying. Hold on.
Say thank you, my nigga. I helped you out.
I don't need no help out.
Show them what you got now.
That's like a bitch telling me she won't help me out because my dick won't get hard. Bitch, I'll put a soft dick in there. I don't give a fuck. I just wait till that motherfucker I fuck you till it get back hard.
We tired of soft topics, though.
I'm just saying, man, fuck you. Your topics don't always be that fucking good, J-Man. I'm a shit on everything, nigga, from now on. I swear to swear for God, nigga, I'm shitting on it. I'm telling you, but back to what I was saying. Back to the news with your boy Jay Smooth. Right? I'm reeling it back in because these guys kind of take me off topic a little bit. So, as I was saying with your boy Trump in the news, right? Impeachment, right?
Okay.
So, Trump is looking like he was trying to get some help, right? Because it's been a kind of fucked up since he's been in office, right? It's been kind of fucked up. So, I guess he know going into, you know what I'm saying, his second term, he trying to reach for every fucking straw he can get, you know what I'm saying, to just try to make a second term. So he was looking to his outsources, you know what I'm saying, overseas to kind of help him out again, you know what I'm saying, to get some dirt on some motherfuckers and shit like that. But y'all keep it tuned in to motherfucking CNN where y'all can get some more information on that. Because, hey, look, J-Man, that's how I did it. I like when you looked up like that.
No, that's perfect.
Because I don't want to go into detail.
I was worried that he was going to try to decipher the stuff. He's not giving you that. He's just like, you know, I'm going to hit you.
Keep it on the service.
He was trying to get information on Biden now. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you fuck it up.
Okay.
He even gave you the source. He said, go to CNN.com and you can find out more about it.
Yeah, further in the news, hey, today I was listening to the motherfucking verdict with your girl, the police officer in fucking Dallas, right? That mistakenly, well, it wasn't no mistake. She thought she was walking to her apartment. The nigga broke into her apartment after long hard day. She shot the nigga, right?
Right. And killed him.
And killed him, right? You know what I'm saying? So, that shit is in the news. So they was playing that shit. They had the live shit, the closing arguments in regards to this shit right here. So it's at the jury now, and they hadn't come to a verdict yet as of today. So stay tuned to that shit tomorrow. But it's kind of fucked up. I don't know if you, J-Mac, have you ever watched the live streaming online and shit like that? You see the different like chat room and shit like that?
Any live stream?
I'm talking about, the live feed.
Right.
And so I was just laughing today earlier where I was reading some of the shit in the live feed, and it's just the shit that people post. Because, you know, they looking at the feed, and they said one of the attorneys looked like a motherfucker from an ED commercial. And I said, this is fucked up. I said, it had a shit to do with whatever. And they just talk about all kind of random shit in that motherfucker. But the feed be going fast. I had that shit on slow-mo, because, nigga, my reading is motherfucker just very, I read slow. You know what I'm saying? So I had to put it on slow-mo. Yeah, I had to put it on slow-mo, nigga. It take me a little bit to read two sentences. But you know what I'm saying? In the news, so if y'all need to know more about that shit, hey, I need y'all to stay tuned. Hey, same thing, nigga. Go to CBS News.
CBS News
is motherfucking all that shit. Or what you can do is stream that shit, goddamn Dallas News. You know what I'm saying? Because they had that shit. I was on YouTube actually streaming a live feed today, and I sent it out to y'all, nigga,
Can I ask you what your opinion is of that one?
That verdict, I think it's going to come back where she's going to be fucking guilty.
Okay.
I think they're going to really just paint that shit to the cross, because it's kind of fucked up. But the attorney was saying that, you know, they was looking at days prior to that and looking at her history as far as her working. And what happens is a lot of time police officers put in a lot of fucking hours and stuff like that. So he was trying to make it seem like that, you know what I'm saying, she was really just beat down, tired, overworked and shit like that. So it's a possibility that she could have gotten confused when she walked to her house and shit like that, because they were saying the door was kind of cracked. You know what I'm saying? So, and she just went in or whatever, mistaken the floor, shit like that. But, you know, I don't believe this shit. I just think that she probably just wanted, she says, I'm gonna take this nigga out today. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling. I don't fucking know. But I think they're gonna pin their ass to the cross.
Niggas don't leave their doors cracked.
Yeah, niggas don't crack. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, so also, Giuliani. Goddamn, I was just saying Giuliani.
What's up,
Sabina? That's the motherfucking attorney for that bitch ass nigga Trump.
Is it?
Hey, Giuliani, he was the attorney for him.
That's what his biggest accomplishment was?
No, he was the mayor of fucking New York.
Okay.
He was the mayor of New York.
This nigga read more than the headline.
No, I kind of knew that. Hey, okay, look.
What's his first name, real quick? Don't look down.
Is that motherfucking name Robert? This ain't Robert Giuliani. Nope. Giuliani. It's
don't look down.
It ain't even on that shit.
Don't look
it
down.
Just said Giuliani.
That's fine. Don't look down.
What's that motherfucking name?
I see we're gonna have to fatten you up a little later.
I get that shit.
It's Rudy. It's Rudy.
Rudy. I said Robert. Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy is short for what?
Hey, look. I don't know, nigga.
Come on,
shit.
Man.
I never knew the nigga name from Fat Album.
No.
Which Rudy? One of the nigga on Fat Album named Rudy?
Yeah, but I don't think this is the same Rudy.
I didn't know.
I think that's the nigga name that was Rudy.
No, that's Mushmouth.
Yeah, that's Mushmouth. That wasn't Rudy. What about
Rudy off Bill Cosby then?
The Cosby Show, yeah. That was her real daughter. Her real name, Keisha Knight Pulliam?
Nigga, I ain't talking about. Rudy was short for, I don't know.
Rudy's just, when it's a girl, it's just got to be Rudy.
I think it's Rudolph if it's a guy, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So look, I saw something.
What's Randy short for?
Ran.
Or Randolph.
Ran, I don't know. Eddie Murphy, Living Places, Trading Places. yeah, I just see that shit was on this weekend.
Are we still in the news segment?
Yeah, we're in the news segment.
No,
listen, be honest. So I was actually reading something over the course of the weekend. They were saying the Simpsons hadn't been wrong yet, right?
They have been. But go ahead.
But they were saying they had old boy in the casket. Trump. But I'm like, eventually that nigga is gonna die. Right, but so like, but I don't know if it's like some bullshit, like if someone happened to him before then or something.
He's in his
like
80s,
that.
Right? 70s?
70s, I think.
Yeah. Trump. Yeah, it's not long.
Yeah.
It ain't long. Yeah,
nigga Carter still hanging on his bitch. He damn near a century.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? And he just made it through some shit.
And,
so.
that was in the news recently, too.
Yeah.
What's that? Carter, it was. That right. Nigga, yeah, that motherfucker still out there building houses.
See, I'm helping you out.
Habitat for Humanity and shit like that. So,
okay.
But that's what we got right there in the news, right?
That's it?
Yeah. So, I just saw the shit I just want to put out there today.
I would prefer, can I give a suggestion?
Yeah.
It don't all have to be politics. You know, it can be some fun stuff, some entertainment people, maybe a celebrity
shit.
Celebrity crush or something like that. It can be some of that, too.
What about that? What about, what's her name? It was just in
no,
the
news. Don't help him. Don't help him. I'm just giving you feedback.
The fine bitch that in Florida. Stacey Dash.
You gonna just give it to
me? Oh, I don't even know. I ain't seen that shit. I don't even fucking pay attention to the news like I used to. My daughter, yeah. She would get on me about watching. She said, Dad, ain't nothing on the news but bad shit. So I kind of been away from the news, but now
so
I'm
going to
tell
gonna
you what I'm going to turn it on.
This is what's called quid pro quo, right?
Quid pro quo.
Yeah, and so you're going to get something out of it, and we're going to get something out of it as well. So,
okay.
So the show is going to benefit from your little segment, right?
Okay.
And you're going to learn about what's going on in the world around you.
Yeah, I should.
Because you can't hide yourself from the world you're part of it.
I'm going to bring the good, bad, and the motherfucking ugly.
Yeah, but bring some ratchet shit. Bring your, because I don't, politics, is that your wheelhouse?
Nigga, all this shit is my wheelhouse, nigga. I'm just saying,
All this shit is your wheelhouse?
Yeah, all this shit is my motherfucking wheelhouse. I'm like, it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I can get on any, I tell these hoes out here, I can get on any motherfucking level. You know what I'm saying? That's your boy. Schmo.
Okay, well, this is what level I want you to get on. I want you to go get some headphones. And you know what? As a matter of fact, no, don't get any headphones. I'm going to ask you the questions first. How about that?
Okay, cool.
All right, so we're going to have a battle of the... And we bring in on a special guest to battle Jay Spoove and fatten him up because I'm tired of whipping his ass, frankly.
Hey, so battle of the other guys. Big guy against small guy.
I'm going to ask you the question.
Which
first
guy are you?
I'm the small guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay,
how
does that feel?
Are you ready, Spoove?
Yes, let's go, okay. Be honest.
All right. What does the abbreviation USB stand for?
USB?
I got to bring the timer back.
Of course you do. USB?
What does the abbreviation USB stand for?
United States Bureau.
Okay. Who played the role of Alan in the Hangover movies?
What?
Who played the role of Alan? Why does that sound like a different language?
Because I don't know fucking actor's name.
Who played the role of Alan in the Hangover movies?
The nigga that got his tooth knocked out? I don't know.
Okay. United States observation of Mardi Gras was started in which city and state?
Which city and state? The observation of a Mardi Gras?
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right. Who played the role of U.S. president in the comedy movie Head of State?
I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say Chris Rock.
Okay. The study of human behavior and mind is called what?
The study of human behavior and mind. Fuck. Human behavior in mind is the study of it. It's called psychology.
Okay. Very good.
He fooled that shit. Like his eyes rolled in his fucking head for a second. Like he reminded me of that one Hindu kid that fucking fell out in the spelling bee and then woke up and finally had the fucking word.
So you my Lawrence Fishburne, Omar, fatten him up. Did I do good, coach?
Yeah, no, you did pretty good on that one. I think that there's a couple that I didn't expect you to get, and you got. And then there's some that I'm like, "Why how you didn't get that?" But overall, I think you got a shot.
But I'm gonna tell you right quick before you get started. To be honest, okay. Like I really don't know actors and actresses. I've always claimed that shit, but I was able to just motherfucking pull some shit out of my hat.
But we won't go into that. Afterwards, we'll talk about.
Okay,
it.
Let's go.
So bring it to the show. Yeah, you said big guy versus big guy.
No, he said smaller.
I said small guy versus big guy.
Which one of y'all is the big guy?
I'm the small guy.
And who's the big guy?
I don't give a fuck who it is. Anybody outside of me is bigger.
Who
than me.
Who are you talking about? The big guy?
I don't know. I don't know who the fuck we got on the line. Who we have on the line today?
Who do you think we have on the line?
I don't motherfucking know.
So why would you call him a big guy?
Because J Mac was supposed to bring the midget, right? He never brought the midget to the show. We've been waiting on that short nigga to come
you
to the show.
You freestyling again?
I'm just saying, J Mac, when are you supposed to bring the little short dude to the show?
You said that you're the small guy though.
Yeah. So about it, you're bigger than me.
I'm more muscular than you.
Nah, fuck that. Nigga's fat. If you call muscle that fat, So who do we have on the line with us today? Speak up, caller.
It's me.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I am so motherfucking sorry. Hey, I'm so sorry.
Damn.
I want to talk about you. I'll be the big guy.
You really ain't getting nothing to eat ever again.
Right. I'm just thinking about all the food that I'm gonna cook that you can't eat, but it's cool.
That's fucked up. I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna eat noodles before I come to this bitch.
Why'd you have to tell us what you're gonna eat?
Kid always be doing that bullshit on purpose because she cooked the most delicious shit when I come over. You know what I'm saying? And it smells motherfucking good. That's not gonna work. That stays on season.
You know she cooks the most delicious shit every day. So
she does.
It doesn't matter when she does.
She does. But that see,
reverse psychology you're trying ain't gonna work.
No, kid,
can you do me a favor? Tell your aunt I love her.
Oh my God.
Wow.
She makes some good raps. Please. She makes some good raps.
Raps like
no, the food. I love her aunt though, man. Oh my God.
Dude, would you
stop?
Oh my
God. Come on, y'all. She is so
beautiful to me.
Wow. All
right, go ahead.
I told her don't cut her hair.
What?
Keep her hair, let it grow.
You got a woman.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. Hey, I'm outsourcing for the new year.
Wow. Okay. Bring it to the show. Kit. My wife, Kit.
Jesus Christ. Hey.
What's going on, Kit?
What's up, guys?
What's your beautiful self? How are you tonight?
How you feeling, Kit?
I was okay, and then things just got a little weird, but, you know, it's okay.
Well, how you feel about beating Jay Smooth's ass in some trivia?
What that tea like, though?
I don't know yet.
Oh, that's right.
We'll see.
That's right. I forgot.
Right. I'm on my juice cleanse, so I'm trying to.
That's part of the juice.
Stay strong.
Nobody would hear about that juice shit. Okay, so, Kit, with your lovely self, what does the abbreviation USB stand for?
What?
You sound like James Move. What does the abbreviation USB stand for?
You said USB like boy?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I don't know, Skip.
Who played the role of Alan in the Hangover movies?
The fuck? Alan? I don't know his name.
Come on,
I guess it's... what's the fat dude's name? Is his name Alan?
Alan is his name in the movie.
Is it fat guy?
You got to give me a name.
Shit. Okay, Skip, I'll come back.
United States observation of Mardi Gras was started in which city and state?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Who played the role of the U.S. president in the comedy movie Head of State?
Chris Rock.
The study of human behavior and mind is called what?
Did she drop?
Hello?
Is she Googling?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
I think so. What'd you say?
I said the study of human behavior and mind is called what?
And mind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the study of human behavior and mind.
Biology?
Yeah. Who played the role of Alan in the Hangover movies?
Shit. What's that dude's name? Fucking...
All right.
No, Zach Galifianakis.
There you go. That sounds like a cheat, babe.
What?
Yeah, that Galifianakis, that sounds like you were reading and you're trying to put it together in your head.
No, I don't believe that.
Really?
Okay, well, let's go through.
I'm definitely not.
Let's go through them.
She's on the phone.
What does the abbreviation USB stand for? I thought...
I didn't guess that one.
First of all,
I don't know the last word.
Hey, excuse me, ma'am.
Universal Cereal Bus. I know now.
No, excuse me. This is
what?
I'm the test proctor. So can you guys be quiet while I go through these?
You didn't even re-ask me that one.
I did ask you that one. You said,
she said you didn't re-ask
me.
Okay. First of all, I thought you were going to get the shit because you're in IT, nigga. You're supposed to know USB, first of all. Second of all, my wife, you're married to what you call a nerd or whatever. You're supposed to know this too. Universal Serial Bus. That's what
you're never going to guess that.
You should have known that. Who played the role of Alan in the Hangover movies? That is Zach Galifianakis. I don't know, Jimmy Mac.
She got it.
Nope.
She got it.
I did not cheat.
No, I didn't say you cheated. I'm just saying you got the name.
She said, what? And she ain't know.
I couldn't think of
the
last name.
Yeah, like, I get it.
Let's see how this goes.
There's like only two people in that whole movie that anyone ever knows.
Yeah.
Oh, no, three. The Asian dude.
I don't know his name, Hong.
It's four people in it. It's the Asian, and then it's all three friends.
What are the names?
I don't know who they are.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But I know it's four niggas. The main.
Everybody knows that. He said people that you remember.
I don't.
Right. It's Bradley Cooper, and it's Zach Galifianakis.
No, and it's Wu. Or
I don't know his name. He's a comedian. I don't know his name though.
I can't. Think
Mike Tyson.
He got a little dick.
He said Mike Tyson. Yeah, that's true.
He's got a super small dick. All right. United States observation of Mardi Gras was started in which city and state? Jay Smooth, we've talked about this
Baton
before.
Rouge.
No. Mobile, Alabama.
What?
Mobile, Alabama. Me and Jay Smooth have talked about this before. That's what's so crazy. But oh well. Yeah.
I thought maybe something other than Louisiana. Louisiana was just, I mean, New Orleans was just too much of a layup.
Yeah.
You can't be New Orleans. That's too easy.
Who played the role of U.S. president in the comedy movie Head of State? That was Chris Rock. Did Kit get that?
Kit got that.
And you got that too, Smooth, right? Yeah, you went out on a limb. And the study of human behavior and mind is called psychology. Both of you guys got that as well. So I don't know. It really comes down to Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, she said biology.
She did.
I definitely did not say biology.
She said biology.
It comes down to
Zach Galifianakis. I got that. No, I just couldn't think.
Give me.
I just couldn't think how to pronounce his last name.
Give me two more movies he's been in, and we'll give you credit for it.
Oh my gosh. The Hangover 2, The Hangover 3, the fuck?
Technically, that's right. So.
Ding, ding, ding.
Nah, she's like, what the fuck? I don't believe it. You ain't get it, sus. I'm sorry. I won that shit. No, you didn't.
They got a new movie out, Between Two Ferns. It's pretty funny.
It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. Okay, babe, we're going to piece you on out here. Appreciate you.
All right.
Appreciate you being a part of this.
Bye.
All right, so.
Oh.
All right, You know, between the ferns?
Between the two ferns.
I fell asleep on that. I've seen the show before, but I fell asleep on the movie.
Yeah, the show is funny.
The show's funny.
Right, because it's ironic, right? I mean, well, not ironic. He's doing things that, you know, he knows what he's doing, but he's acting like he don't. Like when he's asked these questions, you know, where he's like, you're a very private person. So with that being said, you know, how do you feel about that? Well, people say you're very private. How do you feel about that? And when was the first time you had your period? Like some bullshit like that, like non-private shit. You know what I mean? And he was fucking with, you know, just rude shit to, what was his name? The dude in the Lincoln commercials?
Matthew McConaughey.
He asked him what the pot budget was, what the weed budget was on True Detectives.
I thought it was okay. But you know what movie, and I don't know if I owe you an apology.
Okay.
I don't think it's an apology.
It's probably not.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
Woo.
Yeah, I told you.
Good movie.
Yeah.
And that's your boy.
Tarantino.
Quentin.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know what the other one's done.
No, he's a...
Hit or miss?
No. The only miss I really think that he had probably was Dusk Till Dawn.
No, that was better than Kill Bill. Kill Bill was not good. I mean, not Kill Bill. Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction was not good, man.
Stop. Giannis, you don't get it then.
What do you mean I don't get it?
You don't get it.
I'm not sophisticated enough.
No, I don't know about sophistication or not.
I'm not intelligent enough to get it.
Whatever.
Then what? What don't I get?
I don't know. What didn't you get?
What did you like the most? The guy in the gimp suit?
No, I liked it. That scene was ridiculous. Like when you first saw that scene, that was like, especially back in the day. Nowadays, that's fucking not anything. You can see worse than that on YouTube. We didn't have YouTube.
Wasn't that Ving Rhames in the suit?
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, Ving Rhames wasn't in the suit, but Ving Rhames was the one that they was actually fucking raping, and they was hitting that nigga, and he was jerking his body and shit, so it looked like...
You like that scene,
nah, nigga, that shit was savage,
Did you see him reenacting it, Jay Smooth?
Nigga had slobber and shit dripping out of his
Show
mouth.
Show us how he was getting fucked again. Listeners, I wish we had a video of this nigga getting fucked. Right by.
That motherfucking Ving Rhames was getting stuck. And that big... And he was Marcellus, nigga. He wasn't... He was the nigga. Right. He wasn't supposed to be getting bent over a fucking barrel by two white dudes getting pile-drived. And that's not even the shit you thought that was going to happen.
Right.
You thought that, you know, they was going to be on some racial shit. Like, they was going to fuck this nigga up for being black.
Right.
And then they open the door. This nigga's getting worked in the asshole?
Mm.
That's different.
It is.
That's different.
But Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, good movie. Have you seen it yet?
No, not yet.
Check it out, man. It's pretty good.
No, I think, again, all of his movies. Hateful Eight, check it out.
I don't like Westerns.
It's not, but it's not like that. He always puts a different spin on it. It's not just a Western. You gotta move across the Mississippi, bro. There's a lot of shit that happened in the West.
Oh, I just saw a stat. I think Jackson, Mississippi is in the top 50 worst cities in the country.
How many did Mississippi have though? Like out of the top 25, I bet you they had at least 10.
Flint was. I'm telling you what else was on there. Like stuff like Flint, Gary, Indiana.
Flint had to be number one, right?
Gary, Indiana was number one.
Gary, Indiana is that bad?
Flint was in the top five though, but Jackson was in the top. I'd say 20.
They still don't got water in Flint, and everybody knows it though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the fucked up part, right? It's not like it's a secret anymore. It's like we are aware. The world, the nation knows niggas in Flint, if you drink the water, you'll die. And yeah, but, nobody cares.
Yeah, but in Flint, though, it's only the water killing people. And Gary, just like niggas are killing each other.
Well, isn't that like, what was that? Detroit, though? Detroit is like that, though, right? I mean, Detroit's got like the murder. Well, I remember back in the day, California used to have East Palo Alto. And that motherfucker was per capita the
highest. Yeah, but that's weird how they do that. Because a lot of people are like gangbangers there.
But if you only have, so that makes it a bad place, right? Like if the majority of the people in your neighborhood.
Citizens are not citizens. Right. The majority of your citizens are not civilians.
That's a fucked up town to live in.
Yeah. Ain't no snitching happening in that neighborhood, huh?
Shit, nobody's talking to nobody. The cops don't even talk.
Somebody just killed my mother. Who was it? I don't know, Holmes. Don't talk to pigs.
You said, what was it? Be honest, or what now?
What are you asking him? Like, you he asking said a me? Lot.
You said Mississippi was what?
Jackson, Mississippi.
Was ranked what?
In the top 20.
Oh, because it said Mendota, California.
What?
Is one of the worst. Mendota.
Mendota.
So I don't know where you're looking. I don't know what your source is. I don't know anything.
Its source is USA Today.
Okay.
Right.
Worst cities to live.
Right, but it wasn't that one because the number one was Gary, Indiana. So, yeah.
I had Detroit, Michigan on that motherfucker.
Albany, Georgia was the only one in Georgia.
Hawaii.
Where the fuck is that at?
Down south on 75, I believe.
It's worse than Macon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Macon isn't that bad.
Man, maybe that was, I just went to the hood part, because I went to the hood part in Macon. That shit.
It's at fifth is Highland Park, Michigan. So Highland Park, Michigan ranks as the fifth worst city to live in the country. It's part of its poorest American city by a wide margin. So it's just, I was just going through.
Why did you read that?
So I stopped at that one because I'm trying to Alabama Bessemer, which we've talked about this shit a few years ago, which because
that may be actually a few years old.
Check this out.
This is 2019.
Though. I know.
This is 2019.
You're anti-drop. I do.
I'm anti what?
Drop.
Drop?
Yeah, and the anti-drop.
Sound effect, you mean?
Yeah, anti-sound effect. But if we could get one like The Rock when he said, "No one cares what your name is." When he starts fucking talking, you could just drop that shit in there, bro. That would be dope.
What are you showing? Union City is ranked number 15.
What are you showing me?
Union City, Georgia.
Okay, but I don't know what list you're talking. You see what I'm saying? I have a different list that I read.
Your shit might be old as fuck.
Are you mad because I said Jackson, Mississippi?
That's because that's some bullshit because I ain't seen that shit in here.
Okay. So you're mad.
I see a lot of motherfucking California, New Jersey. East Point, Georgia is 20 fucking 8. Albany, Georgia is 27, mm-hmm. right? College Park, Georgia is 26. Hawaii, motherfucker, some fucking shit in Hawaii. Nunakula, whatever that fuck that is. Robertstown, Texas, 24. I'm trying to get to your shit. Mali, Hawaii.
This is bullshit. I'm already calling bullshit. You got two places in Hawaii as the worst place to live.
I heard Hawaii's bad though.
It is, nigga. That's a tourist area.
Okay, but see what he's not understanding is the list he's looking at is not about crime. It's just about the worst places to live. They're probably talking about.
So you shouldn't say crime. Stand you didn't by. Say crime.
I said okay, but well, first of all, I didn't even give you anything really. You got offended because I talked about your country back.
So crime, you're right. Crime, you're right. They are worse. They're ranked.
All right, so what we talked about was Flint being dangerous to live, right? We said dangerous. We definitely said dangerous. Yeah. And you said, what, over Detroit? I was like, well, I think it's pretty bad because Gary, Indiana, is people die there from everything. Remember we were talking about that? So we were talking about dangerous. I don't know what this nigga's on.
Alabama is. Alabama has some of those places in there because we talked about this shit a few years. Okay. Worst place to live because they do a lot of fucking shooting.
How about, let me just ask you a question. Do you believe that Mississippi is not a shit show?
It is. It is.
Then why are you arguing against it?
I'm not arguing it.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that wasn't what he said. He said worst cities.
I didn't say
call it a shit show next time.
I said dangerous.
It's a shit show. You're okay with that.
Well, but why are you upset though? Do you like Jackson, Mississippi?
Nah, nigga, that's where I'm from.
But
nigga,
do you like it?
It's okay.
Would you recommend it as a safe place for people?
Nah, fuck that.
Would you recommend it as a good city to grow up in?
No.
When you going back?
Nigga, I go back often.
No. When are you going back to live?
For good.
Never.
Would you wouldn't retire to Jackson, Mississippi?
No, nigga. Them niggas is still stuck in the 70s.
So why are you upset?
What are you, 2015?
I'm not really upset, but I'm just saying.
You're very upset.
And he was saying, he didn't say dangerous. Now, dangerous it is because, like, why, the area where I grew up in, my grandmother and them tell me every fucking time we go there, like, baby, be careful because these niggas here, they fucking trigger happy. They'll shoot a nigga, hey, quick.
Like, right now she tell you this?
Yeah, right fucking now, nigga. You go home to my city, nigga. Them niggas will shoot you at the gas station. No problem. Nigga got a cigarette. Fuck.
What's your curfew when you stay at her house?
Right, because he didn't tell her.
Baby, I don't
I only stay at my grandma's house.
And she's buckling this nigga's, buttoning up his
baby,
shirt.
Baby, don't go to that motherfucking gas station. They be shooting over there, baby. Yeah, shoot your, yeah, knock your top off. Stay away from the ship, baby.
How close to your grandma's voice is that?
Not at all.
Baby,
hold on now. You were a little chubby since the last time I seen you, though, baby.
That sounds like something your grandma would say.
Nope.
She ain't never call you chubby?
Nope.
Good Lord, you got a little belly.
My grandma don't even talk like that.
Baby, don't disrespect me on this motherfucking show now. Go ahead and pick me off and switch off the tree now, baby.
Jay Smooth, man.
You sound like Tyler Perry.
You got mad because you fucking said something about Jackson, Mississippi.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to fact check this nigga. Like
why? God. This nigga get the news segment.
See what happened? It's your fault.
Nigga, shit.
It's your fault. Power this nigga.
Fact check. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, shit.
You gave this nigga the power.
I didn't give this nigga nothing.
Yeah, because you knew that it was going to fucking be like that. Hey, I'm going to say, since we had this as our inaugural episode with Jay Smooth's news, not bad, Jay Smooth. Not bad.
Oh, it's all right. Decent. Okay.
Well, yeah, because honestly, so if I just could give you a little bit of advice.
I kind of already did.
No, but I'm just going to put my cent. You gave him a cent. I'm going to give him my cent. Then be 2 cent. Just stick to the topics. I mean, your new shits. You did great. I thought you did great with not going too deep in the shit you don't know about. And just, you know, staying on the surface. That's where your lane is. And then, you know, come with some ratchet shit that, oh, nope, not that. Almost had a guest.
Don't just be impromptu bringing guests on this motherfucker.
This new equipment is a motherfucker.
Hey, Jamie Mac. Right. What you want?
this motherfucking new equipment is on point.
You said you weren't going to call me until 1 a.m.
We motherfucking get calls going quick.
You know what? Put your fucking phone down. Hey. Engage.
I was, man.
Fucking, my Apple phone be calling motherfuckers.
I know. You call me all the time. I'm like,
my Apple, and it, J-Mac, I had my shit one time. I think I told you, Ben, my shit was sitting on the other side of my motherfucking desk. That bitch called you. And this shit has called fucking motherfucking chicks. Good thing I wasn't doing no dumb shit at the time to get caught up. But one time,
Wait a minute, so are we friends again? Because you sound like you're being friendly to me now. You were mad at me.
We're cool. Okay. Hey, so one time I was talking to a chick. She had heard my whole conversation. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But like now, like I was saying, be honest, this shit, my Apple calls people like random. Like after this one chick, she said, she's a smooth. You continuously calling me on your phone. I'm like, I am. Then I go back and look at this shit. I'm like, oh, fuck. And by me having two phones, it's not really good because I use one phone and talk to some chicks on one phone. Then the other phone, I talk to some chicks on the other phone.
Right.
So it's not motherfucking good. So I now have to make sure I power the Apple off because I think with this technology and shit, this bitch be listening in or some shit like that. It's crazy shit. I looked at my Amazon remote this morning. Be honest. The bitch was lit up blue at the corner of your remote. That motherfucker light blue like when you do Alexa or whatever the fuck. I say, this motherfucker is listening to my shit. It was lit up blue. I said, what the fuck? I took the batteries out of the shit. Nobody was in the room but me. I said, why the fuck is this bitch lit up? I didn't touch it or anything. I took the batteries out. I said, what the fuck is that blue shit? I've never seen it. I said, maybe the battery's dead.
Right.
Batteries weren't dead. I pushed the microphone and the shit lit back blue. I said, this shit,
maybe your fat ass rolled over on top of it.
Nigga, be honest, I was standing up walking around. The bitch was over on the side, like on the side table. Big.
You might have walked by it and hit the whole table.
I ain't hit that shit. It's crazy as fuck to me. It's almost like when people put that, you know, they have the thing over the cameras, the camera slide thing over your computers.
Yeah.
So you got your camera thing ain't showing shit. I think, man, you're going to have the motherfucker power off all this Alexa shit because it's listening in on your shit.
Yeah, I heard that, what I hear? You know those Peloton bikes or whatever, right? You know, they got a camera and a microphone in them.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Michelle Obama has one, but she got the camera and the microphone disabled. Like, they took it out for hers.
I bet.
They need to take my shit out.
I bet.
If and I order one, I want them to take that shit
why
out.
Why would she do that, right? I mean, because she understands what the fuck's up.
Of course.
She knows that a motherfucker...
She's been to the game.
You're right. She knows that a motherfucker, even if it's not designed that way,
right,
can be manipulated to be used that way.
So she's smart enough to know that shit. Why the fuck Trump ain't smart enough to know his conversation all being recorded and take the shit off?
Your segment is over, man.
I'm just saying. That's dumb as fuck.
This nigga got good on the segment, and now he won't let that segment go.
No, I'm just saying.
That's history. That's history now on the show. We've passed that segment. Maybe we'll tune in again next time.
Okay.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe on the Friday show, we'll let you do some gossip or something. You want to do some gossip column?
What's gossip?
Like, you can go to TMZ this time and look up some stuff, maybe.
Oh, okay. Maybe y'all could be like the TMZ people and stand right there.
Who's Harvey?
The dude stand up with the Yeti cup and be talking about everybody in there. Harvey is the main guy.
Yeah, that's Harvey's show.
Yeah.
This my nigga said he knows the motherfucker cup he got.
that's that gay shit.
But everybody on that motherfucker now got Yeti cups, look like they holding on the cup.
So how are we to identify which one you're talking about?
All of them. You got the black guy that stood out in the back all the time.
But you use the fact that he had a Yeti cup.
He's a smart motherfucker too. And no, but I'm saying the nigga stand up there.
Identifier. But and I'm then just you said saying, all of you, everybody's got a
Yeti cup. Because the nigga just seemed like he always drinking something in his cup. He like motherfucking, what's the nigga name at Louisiana with the all the goals and shit in his tea?
Inside
Lil
Man.
Lil Wayne. Oh. He like Lil Wayne of the motherfucking TMZ.
Have you seen that movie, Inside Man, Most Wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was good.
You saw Most Wanted too?
Yeah.
You knew it was a sequel? Before you started watching it, did you know it was a sequel?
Because it said Inside Man, so I didn't know, right? And then it kind of, when I saw the preview and it kind of had scenes that were similar, like when he was out talking to her. Like,
how about they cheaped out on the Clive Owen cameo, though?
Yeah, no.
You saw that?
That was some bullshit, right?
They had a nigga in a bag the whole movie.
And then
nope, don't say what happens.
But you don't want to pay him, though. You don't.
Yeah, they had an old clip of him.
They had
him,
a clip right from the movie.
And then the whole movie, he was in a bag. So of course that wasn't him.
No.
That dude was way too skinny to be Clive Owen.
No. And
young.
And Clive Owen, he's not signing up for that.
Right.
Right. I'll just leave it at that.
That was really, really cheap way to have him in the movie.
That was just bleh.
What did you think of the movie though?
Ended kind of like and that's my thing, endings.
What'd you think about the movie, Jason?
Up until that point.
I didn't really watch. I saw the clip and shit. I didn't click in. I was like, it's gonna be some bullshit. I watched Rambo.
Why you watched
Rambo?
Yeah, I saw Rambo the last Netflix? One.
Why did you wait till he put some chili cheese? Because
why would he put Fritos in his mouth right while we're recording?
That's hard work and dedication is what he calls that.
My stomach got a little hungry, so this is my intermediate. Diet.
We got anything else, man, or is that it for us?
That's it, man.
Okay, look, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, rarescience.com, where you can check out all of our shows. Hey, but look, though, give a shout out once again to BTG for President, Open Room with BTG. If you haven't seen that show, but we have other shows on our network. We got Music Love Life show. We have Black on Both Sides. Shout out to some of our homeboys in the Slack, though. Who we got? Shoot from the Hip show.
Shoot from the Hip.
With Montoyez. We got Kitchen Couch with Nathan Nice. We got the No Filter podcast with Remorseless. Haven't seen Remorseless in the room in a while.
Because I think he got a new gig or something. He doing something. You know, he out there politicking.
Uber driver.
I don't know if that's what he's doing.
You know what else I haven't seen in a while? TJ. Y'all seen TJ in a while?
Oh, nope. No. I ain't seen TJ in a minute either.
But no, I did. I just saw TJ the other day.
You saw him?
Well, in the Slack room.
TJ Maxx.
That's what I say. But what about TY?
What about TY? TY got a show?
No, I'm just saying. Have you heard from him lately?
I haven't. I wonder if he's okay with
it. Right. Because, I mean, he hit us off with a, you know, whoop whoop, and then we haven't heard anything since. So. I just would like to...
T.Y., man, hit us up, man.
I don't want to be nosy and shit and like be all in your business or nothing, right. But yeah, I just...
We worried about you, man. Hit us up and let us know how everything turned out and, you know, if you're still going through it or if you seeing the light at the end of the tunnel or what's going on.
God, I hope you didn't listen to take Jay Smooth's advice.
He couldn't have. Nobody thinks like that but Jay Smooth.
Man, shit, I just keep it fucking real sometimes, be honest, man. It is better to motherfucking replace. Sometimes they say it's cheaper to keep them. It depends on the situation.
Right.
It truly depends on the situation, man. But, you know.
You have no experience in this.
I've never been married, but common law, I have a lot of experience in common law marriage. I've had a few of those.
How much did it cost to leave?
It just depends, man. I had a motherfucker.
No, common law. How much did it cost to leave?
Nigga, a lot. It just all depends. I had a motherfucker took all my shit in one relationship. My CD motherfucking cleaner kit. You know what I'm saying? Just a lot of different shit motherfucker took from me. And I had to start all over.
Okay, well.
So I'm still sad about that.
I hear it in your voice. You sound like you're about to cry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Listeners, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.